a pivotal White House meeting of three world leaders to discuss the applications of Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today, I am proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies and two close, highly capable partners to join the strongest, most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world.
Finland and Sweden have remained out of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, preferring neutrality for, in the case of Finland, decades, and Sweden for centuries. Russia's invasion of Ukraine changed that, pushing Sweden and Finland to side with NATO and oppose Vladimir Putin's war and support Ukraine.
The situation in Ukraine reminds us of the darkest days of European history. Together, we have responded forcefully to Russia's aggression and provided unprecedented support to Ukraine. We have not flinched.
All 30 NATO members must approve the membership bids, but Turkey is opposed, accusing the nations of harboring and financing groups Turkey deems terrorists.
NATO'nun genişlemesi bizim için.
NATO's enlargement would be meaningful for us as long as our sensitivities are respected, giving all kinds of support to the PKK and to the YPG terrorist organization and asking us for support for NATO membership amounts, to say the least, to inconsistency.
Their concerns, the president of Finland did not dismiss.
We take terrorism seriously. We condemn terrorism in all its forms, and we are actively engaged in combating it. We are open to discussing all the concerns Turkey may have concerning our membership in an open and constructive manner.
The White House says it's confident it can overcome Turkey's reservations to the NATO applications for Sweden and Finland, but it won't say how. Still, this is just the first hurdle. Even if Turkey approves the first stage of the applications, there are still opportunities for it to veto the process in the future. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.